It's Veterans Day today, and this year it happens to fall in the same week as a significant and divisive election. We wanted to know how veterans are feeling about the results of the vote, so we reached out to our online community of vets, and always they got back to us quickly and with some strong responses. Mark Schermerhorn from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, texted us. He wrote, "Thank God Trump won." Other vets wanted to make sure the new president does something about health care for veterans. Phil Moyart of San Jose, California wrote, "Make America Great Again, reform the health care delivery services of the Veterans Administration." Also, there were some notes of concern. This one from Brian McGough. He's a veteran who served in the initial invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq and was wounded in combat.
I, for one, am a little concerned. I did not see the election going the way it did. It kind of makes me a little upset about how my views of America are different than the views of America that are coming out right now. It's important to remember that there are a lot of veterans out there who are now feeling like they don't belong in this country. There are veterans of color, veterans of different religious preferences, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender veterans who now feel threatened in their own country. And for me, that's very concerning.
My name is Afrida Davis. I am a sergeant in the Army Reserves. I've been serving for almost 14 years. I've had one tour of service in Iraq. Veterans Day has always been a pretty difficult day for me, always feeling marginalized because your veteran, the person that you know who served, doesn't look like me. And so there's always this fight to be seen and to be recognized on Veterans Day for me personally. But for this election to compound, you know, a candidate who has been so divisive against communities of color, I really don't have a whole lot of words. It's just really difficult to be in this fight and being recognized as a veteran, only to be further marginalized and set aside as a black person.
Afrida Davis was not alone in her concern about racism and marginalization, but Dean Castaldo, an 8-year military veteran, points out that the people who make up the armed services are a cross-section of America, and regardless of their differences, Castaldo says, they all work together as a team.
I think the American population can learn from that and take that on board, and everyone should, metaphorically speaking, raise their right hand and pledge to be part of something bigger than themselves and say, "I'm an American first, and let's just all come together and work as a team and continue to do great things." You know, if you look throughout our history, we've endured much more difficult times. We've gone through civil wars and world wars and great depressions that the current population, we couldn't ever even imagine. And yet, here we are. You know, we'll be okay.
Thoughts from veterans on this Veterans Day 2016. A big thanks to everyone who texted us and shared their thoughts. If you'd like to join the community and help us with our coverage of vets, just text the word RETURN to 69866. That's RETURN to the number 69866.